day.
I'm texting as I speak to you, Warren. We'll see. I'll see if we get an instant response. Thanks, mate. We'll hear from you through the week.
Pleasure, Andrew.
That is Warren Huntley from Trackwork this morning. Caroline Searcy is joining us here in the studio for Bread to Win tonight. And, gee, there was some tremendous vision of yes, yes, yes as a yearling that I've seen in the last few days, Caroline.
Yeah, look, we have a full wrap, of course, of Everest Day. It was a fabulous day, as we know. And yes, 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 the son of Rubik, of course, the Incosta de Largo from the great Redoute's Choice family. We have Rubik the sire at Coolmore Stud. And as you said, yes, 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 when he was sold as a Magic Millions yearling. But, you know, so much theatre and what a great future in front of Yes, Yes, Yes. Continuing to race on, number one, heading towards, you'd imagine, the Coolmore Stud Stakes, and then on next year as an autumn 3-year-old as well. Looking forward to that.
For sure. I know you've got plenty on that. And you'll look back at Caulfield Cup Day as well.
Absolutely right. Yeah, a lot of stakes racing, of course, in down at Caulfield as well. And the Japanese winner of the Caulfield Cup, we delve into the pedigree background a little bit there too. And so much else that comes out of those big, big, big carnival days.
Righto. Jerry Harvey's New Zealand property?
Yeah, look, Jerry Harvey actually has three properties in New Zealand under the Westbury Stud banner. So we visited over there across the ditch. He has Tarzino. We know he won the Victoria Derby, the Rosehill Guineas, and Telperion, who's by Winx's sire Street Cry out of a Redoute's Choice mare, and a very well-performed Group 1 place 2-year-old as well. So the two of those at Westbury Stud, and also Valachi Downs for Kevin Hickman and Jonathan Scully in the team. They have Coolmore's US Navy Flag, who was a triple Group 1 winning sprinter, a champion sprinter in Europe.
Okay, and who's the bloodstock follower that we're sort of learning where they got their love for racing?
Well, a lot of people in the industry know Scott Calder. He's been around in a number of different jobs. He's now with Cambridge Stud, so he might not be known to necessarily everybody watching the show, but a lovely young man and with a great tale of falling in love with racing through an incredible steeplechase dead heat. I mean, when you think about the distances of these steeplechases over the, you know, 3,600, 4,100, etc., to have a dead heat, he was a young man and he was just blown away by the theatre of it and has since made a whole career in racing and breeding.
What time tonight for Bread to Win?
We're on at 9 o'clock Eastern, so Australian Daylight Saving Time. Andrew, also James Bester has an English sales story too. He's always entertaining to listen to, but 9 o'clock tonight on Sky Thoroughbred Central, channel 528.
528, and of course you can watch it on the Racing New South Wales website as well. Good on you, Caroline. Thanks for dropping in.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Caroline Searcy, joining us there from tonight's Bread to Win. That is it for our news hour. Stay tuned if we get any news from the Tiako Shark team or from Lloyd Williams' team around Homesman, and those wide draws will bring it to you. After this commercial break, it's straight into our New South Wales previews.
You've had a tough year. You were forced to try Bikram yoga. Your mother-in-law moved in. You got a back wax. So end the year on a high with Volkswagen's MY19 model clearance. Pick up the truly tough Amarok Core from just $39,990 drive away with our ABN Holders demonstrator clearance offer. Head into your local dealer today for offers you truly deserve. Conditions and exclusions apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Polygon Seekers, book your Royal Caribbean South Pacific cruise today to save up to 50% off your second guest, plus kids' cruise from just $19 a day. Conditions apply. Bankstown, Stacey Street, approaching Rickard Road, very slow congested traffic. Henry Lawson Drive, it's bumper to bumper, approaching Hague Avenue northbound. Drummoyne, you're on the brakes. Victoria Road, approaching Lyons Road, down towards that Rosehill area. Want the best deal on tyres? Choose Hankook Tyres, engineered for excellence in safety, performance and reliability. Visit your nearest Hankook dealer today. Hankook, the official tyre of the NRL. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Did you know federal government departments have the power to stop you hearing and reading what they don't want you to know? They can approve the terms for huge sales of agricultural land to foreign companies, but you're not allowed to know. And federal police can raid journalists' homes for reporting the truth if it says you're not allowed to know. Could this happen in Australia? It's happening now. Find out what they don't want you to know at yourrighttoknow.com.au.
Authorised by Australia's Right to Know Sydney.
We're just about ready to go.
Sky Sports Radio, Tabcorp and Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
Now the green light's switched on.
Congratulate the winners of this year's TAB Million Dollar Chase.
Good on to Rada by two. Shimmershine tries hard. Good on to Rada in the lead. Shimmershine can't get there. Good on
Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you. We've got a couple of meetings today, Musselbrook, and we've got Lismore as well. And don't forget, in the whip around 11 o'clock this morning, we'll be catching up with our trainers and jocks there to look at this as well. But Musselbrook, first cab off the rank, fine at a good four. Gary Hardy with me. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, mate. Very good. Pulled up okay after the Everest-Kosciuszko day. Took me a day to get over it, even though I'm a non-drinker. But, no, mate, really looking forward to it. Beautiful weather in the Hunter today. 31 degrees or so at Musselbrook. Still no rain. We say it every day, but one day it'll happen, but I don't know when. Nice little program Dwayne's put together here. And a couple of odds on shots, but they both look winners. Maybe you can have it all up there, as I used to call it. Mate, just only take 30 seconds before we go on. Pat Webster's contacted me. You know Pat is involved with Racing Mates.
Yep.
And what Racing Mates is about is to help people in the racing industry, like strappers, apprentices, jockeys, float drivers.
Anyone,
right? And anyone who can need a bit of help, someone to talk to. Pat and his wife, Chrissy, are terrific with people like that. Anyway, after the Scone meeting, it'll be on Saturday, the next day, Scone Race Friday, Saturday between 9 and 10, a free barbecue at the track at Scone. Any participant, anyone with anyone at all that would like to come along can come along between 9 and 10. Pat will be there, and anyone who wants to have a private talk with, things mightn't be going that well. We've had a few incidents recently. We lost one young lady a couple of months ago. And, you know, they want to help people. Mm. So if you need to sit down and talk to someone, Pat's the person. But just come along and mingle on Saturday morning between 9 and 10.
Yeah, great idea and a wonderful initiative. All right, now the first today, 11 Outer Steps out, along with 16 Spanish Missile, 17 the Spruker, and 18 Kenny Wynn. Now, those in the market here, number 15 Swordsman, 370, 10 more than a Samba, 460, 7 Mr. Polo, 550 with 9 Bensei, 550, 6 Honey Elise, 7, and 8 Alafira, 850, double figures after that.
10, 15, 7, and 6, Sean. I made this the best bet. I didn't want to tip the odds on ones as the best bet, so more than a Samba. He's a five-year-old having his first start for Stephen Jones from Scone. He was with David Payne. He had 10 starts for 2 placings. I thought he went terrific in a recent trial. Bullock trialed him, and he led all the way, and he just let him handle to the line. He was very, very good in that trial, and that trial was at Musselbrook. Bucko rides him today, more than a Samba. Aaron probably wouldn't have been able to make the 55, so Bucko's on him. And I think he'd be very hard to beat. Number 15, Swordsman, for Paul Perry. Paul had a treble on Saturday at Newcastle. This bloke trialled nicely at Gosford the other day. Got a bit of speed. Number 7 for 3rd, Mr. Polar. He was very green his first prep. He had 2 placings in 3 runs. Charlie Porter's got him at Newcastle. He's back at the races today. I think he can run a place at least. And number 6, Honey Elise. It'll get back a bit, but it'll run on well. 10, 15, 7, and 6.
Right, now race 2 for that 4 steamboat, Sally. This is an open race. 5 buyers of Brinker, 280. 2 Rise to Fame, 440. 1 Constantine, 460. 6 Titan S, $5. 7 Master of the Turf, 6. The other one, George 2, $16 for the favourite. 5 Miser Brinker, 280.
Yeah, well, Steamboat Sally was a good thing, I thought. Now, it's come out. I'm going with Rise to Fame. Now, you might know, and a lot of people might know, Mick Addard. Mick is a Sydney boy, and he's been in Rockhampton for decades up there. He was an apprentice jockey, I think, in Sydney. Anyway, he's still got Rockhampton in Racing Australia, but I ran into him the other day at Wong. I think he's at Warwick Farm. He was apprentice to Paul Kay years ago. And Mick said to me, he said, I'll tell you how long since I've been to Wyong. Johnny Tapp was the course caller. I said, hell, that is a long time. And the horse, Rise to Fame, number 2 he's got. Got beat about 4.5 lengths. I say Rich run second. So it was a classy race. His Queensland form's okay. Yallaga beat a length and a quarter to Sienna Rose at Eagle Farm in September. And in August on the Gold Coast, he got beat two lengths to Fredolino, an ex-Newcastle horse. So I'm going to have a throw at the stumps here. Gibbo rode him the other day. He's on him again today. Two rides to fame to win. Number five for second, Molly's a Brinker. Getting back to a little bit of form. Number seven for third, which is Master of the Turf. He's a bit in and out, but his last run was all right. And number six, Titanus. 2-5-7-6.
All right, the next event, we put out number three, Young Cranick, 11, Skullcap, 17, Frisky Miss, 18, Miler. Now, the favourite one, Elgin, it's $1.65, 10, Chasing Comets, $5, 9, Our Epi, $9, and then 14 or better the rest.
Seriously, Sean, he's got lengths and lengths on him if he produces his best, Elgin.
Mm.
He's an Australian bloodstock horse. Three of the owners are great friends of mine. Old Newcastle Knights legend, Andrew Johns, Danny Badiris, Mark Hughes. They're all in the ownership with a lot of others, including the man who looks after my swimming pool, Josh Scrice. He's in the ownership as well. Look, they bought the horse off Lloyd Williams. He's a New Zealand bred horse. Lloyd only gave him the one start. He's been with Chris Lees for, I think, seven runs, and he's been placed twice, and he's run five fourths. The other day at Newcastle, first up, the Iron Elvezio, he got beat a length and a half. None of these horses could get that close in that race. And that's why he's so short. He looks a grade above him. Aaron Bullock rides him, 59 on his back. He's well placed here. Number 10 for second, Chasing Comets. Its form's been okay for P. Perry. It could run into a place. Number 9 for third, Al Epi, got good speed. Luke Thomas, he won a double at War over the weekend, the Musselbrook boy. Luke Thomas got a bad alley. But Gibbo's on it and got a chance. And number 14, Shimmering Light. 1, 10, 9 and 14.
Right, 12, Lady Darla comes out of the next. Now, 1, Arabellini, 3.10, 5, Dundee, 4.40, 4, Out of a Rock, 4.60, number 8, Chapman's Peak, 4.80, and then double figures.
I like Dundee here, by Dundee, of course. The 17.50 will suit. We're in a really good race at Newcastle in an 18.50 back in May. The John O'Shea's horse, Cottenham. I think a beta length and a quarter. Had two runs, 1,300, 1,400. Now get into a trip that suits. Put it on top, Dundee, for Bucko. He's flying, Bucko. Number four, Hell of a Rock, a really good run at Newcastle. Wasn't beaten far in a better field than this. If it runs to 1,750, he's got a big oak for Luke Cumberland. 1, Arabellini, a German horse, who's with John Cooper at Gosford. 1, well at Port the other day. And number 7, Shivakani, a place oak. 5-4-1-7.
1, Christo, 2, Akachita, number 8, Dart Street, and 10, Timestalker comes out of the fifth event. Now, 4, Bide Rubik, $1.85, 7, Perfect Peace, $3.70, 5, Mahogany Bay, $3.90, 6, Control the Witness, $8, then 13 or longer.
Only a small field here, but Bright Rubik looks a good thing. Rubik. By Rubik, won at Musselbrook the other day and won easy. Was up running third in the field of 14, hit the front of the 275 and bolted in. Formerly trained in Sydney, it runs second behind Bellevue Hill in the Black Oval preview. It's come back home to the Ramsey Stud, Tarunga. Johnny Stewie's son's training the horse, doing a great job. Digger rides it again, McClellan, he rode it the other day. Bit of a slight rising class, but should be too good for them. Number 7 for second, Perfect Peace, Chris Lees. Got up on the boo at Tamworth at double figure odds. Can improve. Number 5, Mahogany Bay, landed a plunger the other day. Goes okay. And number 6, Control the Witness. 4-7-5-6.
All right, we go to the final event, race 7. And here, scratchings,
oh,
6 machines.
Hang on. Race 6.
Oh, sorry, I've clicked over to the wrong one here, guys.
I know, I'm making you run late.
No, I've jumped the gun here. That's all right. Now we go 7 all day and 8 Bride Rubik. Come out of the 6th event. Number 9, Dodecanese is $2.30, 2 Mill City, $3.50, 3 Element Power, $4.80, and then it's double figures after that.
Open race, I went 2.93 and 4. Now, Mill City, an ex-Kiwi mare, but she's been with Chris Lees for a few preparations. Edward Trosby owns it, and a great fella, Edward. He owns the big abattoirs up near Singleton, and of course, he's Dave's son, so he races in the Trosby colours. Of horses like Lovely Jubbly, Sharp As, and Costa de Lago, you know, and plenty of others. So I thought her trial the other day was a beauty. She's won 2 out of 8 for 2 placings. She trialed at Cessnock behind Calabasas. On that trial, I think she could win. Number 9 for 2nd, Dodek, an easy trial nicely too for Fee Perry. Got a fair barrier, bullet to ride, 3 ultimate power, quiet trial. Gibbo's on it. It'll give a sight. Stablemate of Mill City. And number 4, Tennessee Man. 2-9-3-4.
Right, 4 Miss Gigi, number 8, 5 behind, 9 Cash Factor and 30 Miss Powder Keg come out of the last. Number 5, Fascinado, 350. 2 Miss Wicked Nikki, 380. 12 Little Miss Nick, $5. 3 Moss Ray, 7. 7 Dark Elixir, 8. Number 10, Lingalonga Lass at 9, then out to 13 or better.
Mate, I'm going with Fascinado. The other day at Temple, it bloomed up in the straight, and it was going to win about 200 or a little bit less from out. And from the finish, I don't know what happened, whether its run had ended or... I thought it was going to win via length. Anyway, it ended up running third behind Sausalita. Miss Wicked Dickie run second, and this horse was only beaten a length. Maybe it was because he was home track. He might have even shied at the winning post or things like that. But I'm giving him another hope. He's in a terrific stable with Luke Morgan. Hasn't got a lot in work, but he's having a great season. Plus, Donato, it's a mare by Bernardini, Greg Ryan to ride. Number 2, Miss Wicked Dickie, going like a bomb at the moment. Big win at Gunnedah after that 2nd to Sausalita. Jake Tracy rides for Bruce Parker, the Gilgandra trainer. It's a big chance. Number 12, Little Miss Nick. Way down on the weight. Bucko's riding. Don't be surprised if they don't run a big race. She's got the ability on a home track. And 3, Moss Ray. Best bet of the day, mate. I'll get out of your road pretty quick. Race 1, number 10, More Than a Samba. Beautiful day. Good place to go racing if you can't be there. I hope you're back a winner when you're at home or in the pad or in the pubs or clubs.
Good on you, Gary. We'll look forward to hearing your late mail throughout the day today from...
good as good, mate. Talk to you later in the week.
All right, mate, from Musselbrook and a great day's racing there. In just a moment, Gary Cleese will join us for Lismore. It's 20 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
It's coming. The richest race in the West. The social event of the season. And your biggest day to play. So grab your suit, dress to the nines, and get ready to cheer until your voice goes hoarse. The Eagle is coming. The Golden Eagle. Saturday, November 2nd, Rosehill Gardens. Tab. Long may we play. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858. Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wide Line Windows and Doors state-of-the-art livable showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wide Line Liverpool will bring your home reno vision to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
21 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Now we've got racing today at Lismore as well, and the report there is a nice fine day and a good four. Gary Cleese will endorse that for us. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, a little bit of cloud building up out of the west. They are predicting rain or showers here late this afternoon, so I don't think it'll get here till late, but track's in really good order right at the moment, mate.
All right, now the first there today, we take out number 2, Spiral. The favourite at 255, Last Light. 4 Ponytails, 370. 3 My Cousin Jackie, 390. 7 Tycoon Rosso, 650, and then double figures.
Yeah, I'm with the split. I'm 5-4-3-7. I love the run of Last Light. She's had the 3 runs back, and look, she looked home at Ipswich over 1680, and she was run down, reeling, grabbed the right on the line, but she looks like the likely leader, and that was a 75 rating. She's back to a 65 rating here. 4 Ponytails did a good job at the Sunny Coast running second. I see Larry Cassidy down the ride. Just found the winner a little bit too good. 3 My Cousin Jackie's coming off a good run at Ballina over the 1300 metres last start. This will suit her a lot better than 15-16. And he's got to go in the bottom weight. He did a good job to win at Ballina. He run into, well, held up on the home turn. He got the job done there. But he is a good horse here. He is a 2 times winner. He's got no weight on his back from a good gate. With the split, 5-4-3-7, race 1.
9, I did it my way, comes out of race 2. Now 1, Kingly, 230. 3, Patriot Missile, 250. 7, The Sledgehammer, 460. After that, you can have 11 or better the rest.
Yeah, I'm with the odds here, 1.375. I'm with the top weight here, Kingley. I think he's screaming out for 2,100 metres. He hit the line really good at the Sunshine Coast, running second, beating 2.5. And he kept finding the line. This is his first go of the trip. Three Patriot Missile, he got that maiden out of the way at Ipswich 13 days ago. He absolutely bolted in there, so the trip's not going to be a problem to him. Seven, the Sledgehammer, he gets to a suitable trip. He's a former Victorian. Daniel Bowen's got him. Daniel's only had him for three runs, and I don't think he was at home on the tight circuit at Ballina. And I give the local hope a chance, Mary Reach. She was galloped on at the 1,600-metre mark at the Gold Coast 17 days ago. Obviously, she's come off that good, but she's a mare that gets out of the ground and finds the line. With the odds, 1.375, race two.
All right, we go to the third one. A TAF 294 Fantasy Midnight 330. Number two, Hurricane Max at $5. Three Coltars at $6.50, along with five Rival Mo. Then 13 or better and no scratchings.
Yeah, I'm with the split, 4.158. I'm with Fantasy Midnight. I thought she did a really good job at Coffs Harbour in a class two behind Drew Drop, beating 0.3 of a length. Then she went back to Grafton and run into a good field behind William coming off a bad gate. And William's gone on to just get beat at Moranbah. Lovely gate here today. One alley here from the 15-16. You don't get any better with 54.5 on your back. At Yaff, the top, he's had the one run back. Probably would have liked to have seen it 1,400 metres, but obviously Marianne Brosden is happy enough to go here to the 15-16 with a one run under the belt. I think you'll see a big improvement from the five Rival Mo here today. Three solid runs back, our only win at 1,800 metres, and a three runs this time in have been at 1,000 and 1,200 metres. This will suit her right down to the ground. And I give a rough chance around the 8. Katarina has had a couple of solid runs back and didn't have a lot of luck at Kilcoy last start. 4.158 with the split in race three, Sean.
All right, 3 and 4, Regal Road, and Take Me Out Back is scratched out of the fourth event. The 12, Miss Gem, $1.50. 7, Maximalist, at $6.50. Then out to 7, Nice for Torch, 7. 1, Ignite the Magic, $7.50. After that, 12 or better.
Yeah, with the evens here, 12, 6, 7 and 10. Look, she's only got to run up to a two runs here, Miss Gem, and she'll take beating. Unlucky on debut and went to Durman in a good maiden, beating 2.8 lengths. So she looks very well placed. 6, Lizzie Beth, I like the improvement she's made. She's only lightly raced. She's had a couple of runs back. Debbie Newman's got her, and she ran 60 first up and went to Ballina and chipped away good behind Daddy Cool. The horse had finished directly up in front of the one yesterday at Grafton. 7 Maximals was scratched from Grafton yesterday and left her here. I think she's only got to run up to a run on Cup Day 2 runs ago to be given a chance. And 10 Nice Retort, lightly raced fella. He draws one gate. He steps up here to the 1,400 metres. 12, 6, 17 with the even numbers, race four.
We take out the 3 Reef Bug from the next event, race 5. 4 Friends of Wren, 3.30 equal with 7 Infinite Spirit. Not far out to 5, Charlotte's Girl at 3.80, 1 Toffee Drop 8.50, and then $12 or longer.
Yeah, with the odd numbers here, 5, 7, 4 and 8, I'm with Charlotte's Girl. I got held up on the corner and probably unlucky not to get the money at Gatton there 18 days ago. Anthony Allen rides, she drops 1.5 kilos on that run. She should get a lovely run from the gate. 7 Infinite Spirit, she's knocking at the door. She's been in the money her last. Well, probably a little question mark on her at 1,300 metres. 4 Friends are in. I think you'll see a big improvement with her. Maybe the 1,100 was a little bit short behind Shin Star last start. And 8 Pretty Smart. She ran double figure odds. A little mare that I couldn't explain her last run at the Gold Coast, but she's certainly better than that. 5, 7, 4 and 8 in race 5 with the odd numbers.
1 All Up TK, 4 Heart of Fire and 6 Moshed Up. Come out of race 6, 7 Ready to Party, a $2.10 pop. 3 Beat That, 3.20. 14 Toots is tops, $5, then double figures.
Yeah, with the odds here, I'm 3, 7, 14 and 13. Look, I've got to stick with him, Beat That. They whacked the blinkers on him first time. He's done nothing wrong at his 3 runs this time in, placed at Tuncurry and Port Macquarie. He's got a little bit of a sticky gate, but I think he'll go across from that. The big danger is 7 Ready to Party, a lightly raced horse from the Matt Dunyard, debuted back in October 2018, has had one run back and things didn't go quite right for it first up and draws a gate, so it is going to be very hard to beat. 14, Torch is tops, had the one run, run 4th of 8th at Grafton, protested against the third horse, and that was dismissed, and 13, our girl Wanda. She'll improve off that first up run and draws a nice gate here. 3, 7, 14 and 13 in race 6 with the odd numbers.
1, My Song, number 8, Shannara, and 13, El Teniente. Now, number 3, Royal Factor favourite, 2.10. 6, Shiaki at 5.50. 5, Burning Success at 7. 7, Inkblot at 9.50. And then $10 or longer.
Yeah, with the split, 6-3, 7-4, on which Yaki here. He loves it here. He's a 3 times winner, and all his wins have been here. 30 or 2 runs ago on Cup Day behind Ashman. Ashman went straight to Doomben to win after that, and then they had to come back from 13 back to 1,000 the other day. That didn't suit him. Back here to 1,300 metres on his home track from a soft gate. Raw Factor's also got to beat the 2-3 from the Matty Dunyard. The blinkers go on in first time. He bolted in first up to win a maiden at Grafton and wasn't disgraced as the Gold Coast beating 2.5. Ink Blot the 7. I like his last run. I don't think he handled that heavy track at Warwick last start. And I give a chance on Tokyo Bullet before he comes back in trip, and he gets a lot better gait than what he had last start. 6-3, 7-4 with the split in the last, Sean.
Now, can you find a good thing or two there, Gary?
Yeah, like race one, number 5, Last Light, from the Alicia Willick stable at the Gold Coast. I'm pretty keen on race 5, number 5, Charlotte's Girl from the Mary Ann Brosden yard that never had a lot of luck at the Gold Coast. So race 1, number 5, race 5, number 5. Quaddy numbers were pretty short today, Sean. 12-6 in the first leg. 5-7 second leg, 3-7 and 14 in the third leg, and 6-3-7 in that last leg, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. Look forward to hearing your late mail throughout today from Lismore.
Good on you. You're a champ. See you, mate.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleese. Now it's 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has the best way to start any wagering day. The Whip Around gets today's best bets and quaddy predictions for all New South Wales meetings, plus interstate and international race days. Every morning, catch the Whip Around at 11 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio.
Meet Paul. As project manager for Cloud Construction, he's forced to keep every project on track, keep the cash flow positive, and explain all delays and overruns. It's enough to drive him crazy. But then he discovered CAT Projects, the ultimate project management tool. With a 24/7 project management system, an audit trail that minimizes disputes, and a team that's in sync with every project, he can finally kiss his worries goodbye.
Thing. It's right on 10:30 Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now. John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. Josh Adokar and Paul Vaughan are among 6 new faces in the Australian Kangaroo squad to take on New Zealand in Wollongong this Friday. Meanwhile, West Tigers veteran playmaker Benji Marshall will captain the Kiwis for a record 20th time. Aussie tennis bad boy Nick Kyrgios will make his return to the Australian team for the upcoming Davis Cup final series in Spain. Leighton Hewitt has named a strong 5-man team to face Belgium and Colombia in late November. Manly Sea Eagles player Joel Thompson has vowed to quit drinking for a year after suffering a near fall during an off-season trip to the Central Coast. The 31-year-old NRL player has called the incident a massive wake-up call. And an Irish rugby legend has beaten legendary golfer Tiger Woods at a skins event in Japan. Brian O'Driscoll outplayed all the competitors, which included 3 other rugby greats, and his putt on the 7th hole left the commentators at the event stunned. That's the latest news in sport. On Sky Sports Radio, your home to the Sydney Spring Racing Carnival.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races. Already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder. Tintin in America.